Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Live By Life. Michael Hoy from Camp Hill Hudson. Hi, everybody. Hey, who's in the studio here with me?
This is Sean
McDonald. Hi.
And Billy Shannon from Camp Hill Hudson as a guest.
Yes.
And also Kelly McCon.
Good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you are. And we're at the Catskill Studios here on Main Street. So you're listening to that song in the background is the Hudson River. It's called the Hudson River by the Duke and the King. Billy thought that would be a good song for an intro because we're here to talk about the Waterfront Wednesday evenings that are happening on the Hudson Riverfront in Hudson, New York. It's happening right now, actually. July 10th was last week, and it's going through August 28th, every Wednesday starting at 5. And it's a big cultural event that's, I think, at least 2 or 3 years running, guys. Can you help me remember?
Yeah, I think it might have been 2020. So maybe three or four years.
Okay, so at least 3 years.
Yeah.
So we, Camp Hill Hudson, we should tell the listeners, quite a few of them might know, but how can we describe what Waterfront Wednesdays is and what would people expect to see if they came? Yeah, anybody?
Basically, Waterfront Wednesday is like, it happens at the Henry Hudson Waterfront. Wednesday is kind of like from like, I think it starts like 7 to like 8 o'clock-ish. Or
actually, 5 to 8.
Five to 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's like free boat rides happening down there, vendors, musical performances, tables are set up. Mm-hmm. Like ours is set up for Riverkeeper. There's like different vendors, like musical acts. You can get food down there. Sometimes there's like games, and there's a free boat ride on the sloop, Clear Sloop Club that they sponsor.
Yeah, that's a pretty good image. That pretty much covers a lot. The one thing was that Camp Hill Hudson, so there's like tables of different organizations, you know, local various groups, including Camp Hill Hudson, which we have a table there last week. Yesterday was kind of a rain out. We're recording on Thursday. But yeah, Camp Hill Hudson has a table. You want to, Billy or Kelly, tell us what is our table doing and what are we promoting?
Our table is helping with this organization called Riverkeeper. Mm-hmm. And what that is last time we picked up trash along the river and took it down to this place called East Jesus, which is like a dumping site.
It's a popular fishing site, on the Hudson waterfront.
So we clean up the river down there, and basically what Riverkeeper is, it's like an educational program to teach people about how to keep the river clean and about the waterways and how to keep the river from getting polluted, and also help it not to like get involved with General Electric, and just like keeping the riverways clean.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and as Kelly mentioned, their signature event, Riverkeeper's signature event, which is the river sweep that they do every May, and we've taken part in that for a couple years, and I think that's been our introduction to how great Riverkeeper is as an environmental advocacy organization. And as Kelly mentioned, they're all about keeping the water clean. They've been spearheading the fight to have General Electric clean up the PCBs out of the river and to not call it done prematurely, mm-hmm. that cleanup. They were also instrumental in closing down Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant, which was taking in tons of water from the Hudson River. Yeah, and cooling the reactors.
We ring the bell for that, yeah.
And, putting that water back in to the river. And they're also keeping close tabs on that site now and all the waste that's still there.
Yeah.
Right among on. Many other things. They're supporting the comeback of fish populations too.
Right on.
Like the shad from last year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's right.
I'm wanting to do a little.
Yeah. So we're Riverkeeper ambassadors more than anything at Waterfront Wednesdays.
River ambassadors.
We're wearing their shirts and handing out pamphlets.
Yeah.
Spreading the word and raising money for them.
It was these orange shirts, right?
Yeah.
River Keeper ambassadors. That sounds really cool. There's a feeling of ownership in that. Just briefly, I mean, what's East Jesus? How did that name come about? I was curious.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
It'd be like Kelly. West Jesus, North Jesus. No, East Jesus.
I don't think you'll find it on any maps called that, but that's what locals call it. It's a little piece of land right where the creek that connects to the South Bay Hudson runs into the river.
Okay.
Right by the lighthouse. So it's like a mile south of the Riverfront Park. Kelly loves the name. Everybody loves the name.
Maybe it's called East Jesus because people walked on the water. I don't know.
I think it means middle of nowhere.
You don't like that joke, Sean? Oh, come on. Oh, just hit it. Sorry, we're in the studio. Yeah.
It's got the best view of the lighthouse.
I was going to say, nobody can see you smile on the radio. You have to. That's how you. If you hit it, that means you're smiling.
Have you ever been to East Jesus, Sean? It's a great spot.
I'm not going to try to walk on the water, but okay. Yeah, so, I mean, there's sailboat rides. Yeah, have you, is it going to the Hudson Athens Lighthouse? Or?
I think at least a few times this year, they'll have the free tours to the lighthouse, and you get to go through the lighthouse and everything. There's many organizations involved. One of them is the Friends of the Lighthouse, which is trying to save the lighthouse, and they've been giving free tours the last couple of years.
Cool. And the boat rides, some of our friends have gone on the boat ride last week. They didn't go to the lighthouse, but yeah. Did you do it, Kelly, or no? Did you go ride on the boat?
I did last year, but not this year.
Not yet.
Yeah, the most notable vessel is the Schooner Apollonia, which is a sail freight project.
Schooner.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a sail freight project. They
sail free or sail freight?
Sail freight. They go back and forth to New York City with dry goods and I think ciders and things like that.
Okay.
And then, you know, those products can be marketed as shipped by sail.
Wow. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that seems to be one of the things that maybe attracts people to come out is to just go free sailing on the on the river. It is very cool to see Hudson and, you know, the other side of the river from the middle. I plan to do it this year. The other thing too is did you mention Campbell Hudson is selling cookies in an effort to do what? You want to say?
We're selling cookies. We're also giving out those Hudson Pride t-shirts. I don't think we did any postcards or felting this year, but our main seller is the t-shirts and the cookies. That's our main seller.
And we're selling the cookies and the money, the proceeds will go to
directly to Riverkeeper.
Yeah. To Riverkeeper to continue to do the wonderful work of being the ambassadors of the river. So
that's right.
So that's definitely a bell ringer, right? So good work all around. But our group, Campbell Hudson, will be there every Wednesday.
Weather permitting, yep.
Weather permitting, yes, yesterday.
And I just learned for Riverkeeper that we raised $51.
In the first week, yeah.
Woo, yeah. Let's keep that going.
I would say, more importantly than the money, we're spreading the word and getting the word out about Riverkeeper.
Yeah.
And the comeback of the Hudson River.
All good. And there's going to be music, some type of music offering every single week. Yeah. Some of the bands I know, like Brass Kill, Beautiful Racket performed last week, Bindle Stiff Circus, I think in August, and some other bands. New bands, I'm curious to know who they are. So yeah, come out, and as we go out, we'll play this song here. Come out and meet friends, neighbors, local cultural groups, food offerings, music, sailing. Shall we sail away, Sean Mack? Thank you for listening.